It's time to hit the trail with the Territorial Rodeo Update with Derek Beck.
Thanks for joining us. Mother Nature is having a hard time deciding if it should be 70 degrees or snowing lately. And if you're like me, I've seen both in the same day. But weather has not slowed down our rodeo guys and gals. They've been hitting rodeos from coast to coast and sea to shining sea. See, I am patriotic. Hey, we'll count down the week's top five in every rodeo event after this from our new show sponsor, Gingrich Structures.
Gingrich Structures builds agricultural, commercial, and residential post-frame buildings designed to meet your needs. All built with superior craftsmanship and attention to every detail. From planning to completion, your local Gingrich Pro will guide you every step of the way, helping you create a custom post-frame building you can count on for years to come. Visit GingrichStructures.com to connect with your local Gingrich Pro and ask about the industry's only 5-year workmanship warranty. That's GingerICHStructures.com.
Derek Beck with you here on the Territorial Rodeo Update. Rodeo Houston has a couple more weeks left. Also, big rodeos in Florida, and the Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo in Louisville, Kentucky is this weekend.
Let's go!
All right, let's start with the all-round race. Stetson Wright has a sizable lead, $25,000 ahead of second place Wacy Shala. Speaking of Wacy, cool name by the way, he's the top dog in bareback riding currently ahead of Jacob Lees and Bradley Miller. R.C. Lanningham checks in fourth place. Buffalo, Wyoming's Cole Reiner is fifth.
Alrighty.
Steer wrestling, or as I like to say, bulldogging. Louisiana's Tyler Wagusback leads the pack. North Dakota's Bridger Anderson right behind. Then Stetson Jorgensen, Ty Kipp, and Montana's Ty Erickson in the five spot.
Bow to your senses.
Let's talk team roping, shall we? Headers, Caleb Driggers from Georgia up 10 grand on Iowa's Corbin Cully. Destin Egusquia third, Corey Kidd fourth, and Lightning Aguilera is fifth.
Ka-chow!
On the heels side, Junior Nunez Nogueda has leapt to the top ahead of Trent Vaught and Wyoming's Carson Johnson. Texans J.C. Flake and Will Woodfin are fourth and fifth.
Whoa.
Saddle Bronc riding. I told you last week the Wright brothers were stocking. Well, they've arrived. Rusty Wright, numero uno, ahead of Stetson Wright, then Wyatt Casper third, Chase Brooks fourth, and Idaho's Cade Bruno rounding out the Saddle Bronc top five.
We're on a mission from God.
Tie down roping. Kincaid Henry keeps his foot on the pedal in first place. Riley Webb second, then Haven Medjit, John Douch, and Missouri's Tom Krause has snuck into the top five. In the barrels, Oklahoma's Emily Beisel is inching out Cassie Mowry, Anita Ellis, Haley Gibson Still, and Grayson Harmon.
Sweeping down the plain.
Bull riding. Yeah, Territory Boys Mason Moody from South Dakota still on top, but Colorado kid Luke Mackey has jumped into second. Lane Vaughn, Cooper James, and Tristan Hutchings round out the top five. Shout out to Sioux Steel Company and brand new sponsor, Gingrich Structures. You can check out their post-frame buildings online at GingrichStructures.com or find a dealer. They're all over the territory. Thanks for listening. Find Territorial Rodeo Update on Facebook and give us a follow. I'm Derek Beck. Enjoy your day.